Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Hi, hope everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy Podcast, episode 74. And in today's video, we've got a lot of video game news. A lot of it's pretty positive. And some other, well, actually, most of the stuff we talk about is...
It's all positive.
It starts off not positive, actually. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah. We talk about the recent passing of, well, okay, they didn't die. I put it the wrong way. A breakup... Yeah. Of some cool people. You might already know what I'm talking about. Destiny 2 news. Big state of the game release. Lots to talk about. Lots to unpack. Looks promising. What do we think? And we discuss it. We go over it. Avatar The Last Airbender. Huge news on that front. Me and Blue could not be happier. GME stonks. I'm still Diamond Hands. Outriders demo came out. The new looter shooter non-life service game. And I talk about my thoughts and take on the current demo. Valheim is taking over gamers' lives. We talk about that and why. And I didn't like it. But yet, here I am with like 50 hours already. So, yeah, how'd that happen? And then, of course, some question and answers and some other shenaniganery. So, hopefully you enjoy this episode. Thank you for watching and or listening, wherever you listen to this podcast. And let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the GG Over Easy Podcast. Catching you guys off surprise. Like, whoa.
I'm catching up.
It's happening.
I tried to do that with Blue and Arios, and then Blue was like, wait, are we like actually doing the podcast? And I was like, we are. Yes. That was
it scared surprise.
The idea. Because I didn't want to do that because the intros when you're gone are tough. Those are hard to do.
No.
You make it look quite easy.
I think you did
so
a great
good
job.
At your job.
It's also quite easy. When
being
we
cheesy.
Just need to, you see, you ruin my flow here. All right, you're making it harder.
Go again, Mr.
It's
Fruit.
Easier when we read a podcast review because we haven't done that in a while. That's our bad. We'll start doing that again. I got reminded on Reddit. Shout out to you guys on Reddit. You keep us honest. It's mainly just a whole bunch
was
of.
Was it the
critiques.
One with the meme of the kid that was like in the pool?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was like Patreon questions.
Yeah.
And then...
Everyone else was drowning. Yeah. Okay. So just like that, the reason we stopped doing meme of the week is because it just doesn't work for audio listeners. Like,
yeah, just tough.
You can't just sit there and be like, okay, so picture this. Okay. So the first panel, so there's one guy and
he runs into a hospital. The second panel is he's talking to somebody.
Okay. But if we go back to so in the first one, okay, but like, I got to give you the backstory, you know, like it just,
and
it doesn't
the third
work
panel, he's talking to a doctor. And then in the fourth panel,
and then the fifth panel, we have a review from Mind of Matt _ titled "You Guys Are Awesome," rated 5 stars, of course.
That's 5 stars.
Ever since I found out about the podcast, I literally can't wait for the new one to come out every week. Not just that, but I rewatch it when the video comes out on YouTube. Been watching all you guys for years now, and the content just gets better and better. Keep doing what you guys do. Love y'all. And then the little praying emoji, praying hands.
What a nice guy.
Thank you, Mind of Matt. We appreciate you and everyone else giving
with
us
one
reviews.
Star review.
Yeah, with the one star. No.
He just had nice things to say, so.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. We appreciate that. And we are appreciative and grateful for a whole bunch of things, like Destiny 2.
Destiny 2. Oh, we're
I purposely didn't like look at anything. I heard, like, but I hear this all the time.
Rob,
you tripping? You all right?
He's tripping balls.
Rob, you, there you are.
Rob,
what?
You were like you, and then.
Oh my! Is my internet going out or something?
I don't know. You're good now.
You died just like Daft Punk did.
Oh, come on. We're saving that. Oh,
we'll talk about that later. I just wanted to defend that.
We can't segue as soon as we started a new segue. Okay,
let's but now segue into the
It's too late. Daft Punk.
Dude.
It was the most recent thing. It's so sad.
Yeah, dude. I've been listening to a One More Time in the shower, dude. And I get down. I've been getting down. But it like also makes me sad like inside. But it also makes me happy on the outside.
It makes me sad because it's one of the non-boomer music that I listen to that still exists. And now, just like everything else I listen to, they're no longer around. Feels bad.
Yeah.
How do you feel, Blue?
It's just sad because you hear so much of Daft Punk in, honestly, the past 10 years of music, like everywhere. Like everyone at some point has been influenced by Daft Punk. So seeing them break up is just pretty sad because like they're one of those groups like you thought would just go forever. Because I mean the concept is like one of those groups that can go forever. So
it's like a celebrity couple or something, you know? You're like, but I never would have thought like
it's almost like us. Like when our time comes.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know, dude. You never know.
Or Rob's about to drop his twit longer.
Yeah, what the?
I don't know. What you know in the video? Did you see the video they put out?
What video? The Daft Punk one. I didn't watch it because I figured it'd just be sad. So
like, it was very sad. They're just both like walking in a desert, and like one of them just stops, and he's just like, it almost is like he's like, I'm over this shit, dude. I'm over it. Like whatever's going on, he's over it.
Or it's like, then, I don't like, know. We're like 50 or 60 or something, dude. Like. Let's move on. Well, the thing I'm upset about too is like they didn't go out like with, you know, like a last album or something. Their last album, Random Access Memories, was 2013. You know, like I wish we'd gotten something else right before they decided to part ways.
There he goes.
Yep. And there he goes again.
What is
F.
Yep. There
Bye. Oh my god! And now that he's left, holy!
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Am I okay?
No.
Well, your video is gone. Now I can hear you.
Okay. Well, let me put on my video.
Oh, there we go. Welcome back to the Scuff GG Over Easy podcast. Every week is a new struggle.
I don't know what's happening.
That's right. If you start doing that, we'll just take over immediately. And if you're like, why are you talking over us? Just know it's like we're helping you. All right.
Give me a signal. Like touch your nose. Or something very obvious. Like two fingers in the nostril, obvious.
Okay. Or how about like a pitcher thing, you know, where they're like. Like that?
Just give me one of these.
Okay. One of those?
Yeah. That's okay. How I'll know.
Great. All right. So we have a signal for those audio listeners. I'm contorting my hand upside down and pulling up my nose. Don't worry about it. That's our signal now because, unfortunately, we also have we had the signal if your internet's dying and Daft Punk had a signal that they are departing. So it's a real feels bad. I love their music. So how about we name off our favorite Daft Punk song in memoriam? I'll start. Face to Face.
Oh, my favorite. Face to Face is such a banger.
That's easily my favorite. Trust me, there's a lot of ones up there that would compete, but at the end of the day, Face to Face.
I like Around the World.
Around the World?
Yeah.
Around,
I just think of a playing Halo 2 around that time. just all day to that song, which is weird. No comms. Too scared.
What about you, Blue?
Probably got to be Aerodynamic.
That's a good one too. That whole that album might be their best.
And then Digital Love too. Those it's tie. It's a tie between Digital Love and Aerodynamic.
Ugh. Legends, but just like legends, that's what they'll become. Told in myth as these robots that could. It's funny that I appreciate that they kept up their disguise or whatever. Shaked like
for so long, like the
yeah, thing. They never once in a public fashion were like, "Hey, this is us." If you like Google, it's really not hard to find out what they look like. But that's not the point. Like they themselves haven't publicly come out and been like, "Hey," or, so. I appreciate that. I appreciate their music. If for whatever reason you are unfamiliar with Daft Punk, which I doubt. And even if you're like, I don't think I've heard anything, odds are you have. Because like, which one is the one that, Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, Kanye West did? And I remember playing that one time and someone's like, did they rip that off from Kanye West? I'm like, oh no.
Hey, dude, Kanye's giving a platform to tons of artists, man. Like Paul McCartney, Paul McCartney wouldn't be anywhere he is right now without Kanye.
Thanks, Kanye.
And Daft Punk, you know.
But like, there was recently that, I think we might have talked about this. There was recently that, I forget what band they are. They like made a recent comeback, but it was the song with Tom's Diner. And like Fall Out Boys, band? Maybe? Is it Fall Out Boys? I don't know. It's like one of those indie punk whatever that recently made a comeback. I think it's the one that why
Panic you, at the Disco,
maybe that's it, honestly.
Haven't you people ever heard of?
Yeah
that's Panic at the Disco.
See, this just shows my knowledge. But like I remember
punk guy.
I remember that being in a song recently a couple years ago, and then everyone, Tom's Diner popped up again trending, like, wow, they stole it from, it's just like, that's not how sampling works, okay? But some people just don't bother. And they're like, oh, well, so-and-so did it originally. Whatever. I'm not upset about it. Clearly, I don't have a stance here. So, Daft Punk, fare thee well. However, Destiny 2, come on in. As we segued into it, the TWAB came out this week. Oh, I mean, we're recording it. We're recording it the day of the TWAB coming out.
Lucky today.
Yeah, a couple hours before.
This is why we do it on Thursdays. You know, this is
totally. We're just
specifically
like,
why, because we're a big
every week. We're like, come in big, TWAB, come in big.
We stay standing. I definitely play the game a lot still.
I thought you broke up with the game.
Yeah, Rob. Yeah.
This is how it is when I play Destiny 2 now. I go, hey, who can I play with? No one. I have to play the Presage mission solo. I have to do any of the quests solo.
That's not true. No one's even on the fruit. You can find somebody to play
You
with.
Could find someone.
It's some random, but I don't have friends anymore.
Yeah,
it's like
social anxiety. Like, you, I don't could ask, random. You could ask.
And then I'm like, I can do the thing with Blue. Nope, he's already with Sonic and somebody else. Okay, cool. That's fine.
Oh, wait, what? Just,
you were with what? Sonic and Dork, whatever? Yeah. Don't think no. I don't know. Okay.
Yo, why did you
I know
you
when
ask
you're cheating on me. Yeah. No one ever asked me, like, hey, Fruit, we're going to do something. Nope. I'm a
why
last
did you
thought.
Ask me, man?
I'm a last thought. Okay. I'm like the C backup plan. Okay. I'm playing C. It's like,
see, but
we
so,
got to resort to Fruit.
So, like, what's I never know level, when though? You're going to be on. So, like, I can't, like, just be like, hey, Fruit, you want to do Presage? But then I'm going to be, but then you're going to be like, but I'm playing Valheim right now. So, like, I can't. So, like, you never know. So, you know,
but,
what? Maybe
but
I'll
how would you? But I never get asked. So how would I know? You know, like,
that's
I don't
rude.
Even. I don't even get it. It's whatever. So anyway, TWAB came out, and it has a lot of stuff packed into
yes.
it.
Yes.
And I should specify, it's more of a state of Destiny 2 instead of a TWAB.
Yes, Rob.
Is this like the other TWABs where everybody says there's something, but there's really not anything?
So technically
different.
They did a state of the game and a TWAB. So technically we're talking about state of the game.
Yeah. The state of the game is the juicy part.
Did they say bad?
Oh, it was a great state of the game, actually.
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, state of the game, they just put bad. And they're like, that's the state of the game right now.
So I'll do a TLDR. I was going to prepare one, but on this Destiny thread, Balmy Blazer 22 already has. So
thank
this
you,
makes
Balmy
it easy.
Blazer.
Thank you, Balmy Blazer. Shout out, dude. So it starts out not strong, I would say.
Yeah.
Because they're like, hey, listen. You know that big Witch Queen DLC, like that big fall DLC we're going to? Yeah, it's getting pushed back to 2022. So it's like, oh. Yeah, it's like, okay, not a great start. And they're like, but in place of it, there'll be a new season. Yeah, I can understand there's probably tons of reasons, but it's still disappointing. I can be disappointed.
Yes, of course.
So they delay it. I'm like, oh, man. Okay, so like, what's going to happen? Well, they say there's going to be a new season after whatever the fudge next season is, whatever, essentially 14. Replacing where Witch Queen would have been. And then that adds on to the current narrative. And then it goes into Witch Queen early 2022.
Okay.
And yeah, they're saying there'll be another expansion after Lightfall. And here's the funny thing. The probably thing I'm happiest about. They sunset sunsetting.
Fuck sunsetting. I mean, sunsetting was bad.
Oh, I really loved it. I'll say
I think it was a good idea, really.
See, that's the thing.
I think everyone, I mean, we literally expressed our concerns with it, and everything that we expressed concerns with happened.
Yeah. Like, so, there was, when we talked about it, there was like, there is a way sunsetting can work.
Yeah.
We'll see if they, and they went about sunsetting the worst way possible. So that didn't really work, because the idea with sunsetting was like, okay, we're going to take these really cool guns that we can't really, like, we don't know what to do with. So instead, we're going to sunset them and give you even cooler ones that you would want to use more than them anyway. Except we never got those. So it's like, what?
You just got what you already grinded for, right?
Yeah, it's kind of what that felt like. So any weapon or armor that can currently be infused to max power will continue to be able to reach max power permanently. So I think the cutoff is anything from Season of Dawn before is still going to be sunset, but anything past that will now be permanent. Which is a good thing. It certainly helps a lot of people, because it's not just like, okay, every like couple months I'm going to have to regrind the perfect armor set. All the rolls I'm getting and guns I'm going to get are just going to go away, so I have to do all this over again. I think it's a smart move.
Okay.
I'll commend them for trying something and being able to admit we messed up. We'll go back on it.
Did they say what is like replacing it, or just like...
Just not. I mean, we're going back to how it was, where like, if you have it, it's yours, you know?
Okay. Even like the previous things, you know, that like were sunsetted, or those still...
No, that's sunsetted. What I'm saying. Season of Dawn and before are still sunset. They won't be able to get brought up, which is essentially them being like, okay, yeah, we still don't know how to balance any of that stuff before it. Don't worry about it. And so since sunsetting isn't happening, stuff is going to get nerfed. Crazy concept, right? It's almost like that's what we would have wanted in the first place. So
it's almost like this is a live service game where you can do that.
Yeah. So hopefully...
Did they say that they're cutting out PvP?
No, actually.
Hopefully next day of the game.
Oh, my God. This one I like, too. Power level is only going to go up 10 light level for each new expansion season.
Yeah, that's a great change, too.
Yeah, because... In other words, currently a new season comes out, it's a jump of 50 light. Which,
yeah, and there's nothing, there's no reason to, like, there's no new raid, there's no new, like, the power grind exists just for something to do every season.
Yeah,
just for a number.
Just a character.
As opposed to there being a reason to do power grinding.
It's kind of this artificial thing. So what they're doing instead is, you know, let's say you end the season max power, you're going to start next season immediately able to do any master things, you know, prestiges, whatever, which would be nice for me because I never bothered to get full power. So that's the problem, is like every new thing comes out and then I'm just too behind to do the, you know, like I want to grind for that new Titan exotic chest, whatever, but I'm not high enough to do the Lost Sector solo, those kind of things. It's like, that's going to take forever. So that's a nice change.
Yeah. Very nice.
Season 15, finally, I don't know why this hasn't happened before, but they figured it out. They will fix three peaking in PvP. So in Trials of Osiris and competitive ranked, whatever.
What does that even mean?
You are no longer able to emote. Emotes will be disabled. and you're not able to pull out a third person weapon unless you have ammo. So
what a concept.
They fixed it.
6 years like later.
Yeah. Season 15 is what would have been Witch Queen, I believe. So whatever the new season they're going to throw in. So that'll be this fall. But at least it's happening. That's nice. Stasis nerfs. Titan and Hunter only at the moment. They detailed. I'm sure Warlocks will get hit somehow. And light subclass buffs over the next few seasons. Trials of Osiris is going to have its reward structure changed with a potential solo playlist. I think the solo playlist.
Wait, solo?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like how competitive currently has competitive and then like lone wolf competitive.
Interesting.
Or whatever they call it. Yeah. Which I'm for. One, I think it'll increase people playing Trials of Osiris. Yeah. More
but
people
will
get.
Will you only run into solo queue also players?
Well, that's how they do it in competitive. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You like if you go in solo into that playlist, the only people that can queue with you are solos.
Interesting.
And then they're trying to change it so that people are incentivized to go through a full ticket, because the reason tickets are so hard is because everyone farms like the three rewards or whatever, and so they keep resetting. So you're like first game, you're fighting for your life, which it shouldn't all, that your first game should not be the hardest. It should be the opposite, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to, they didn't really detail how they plan to do that, but they said they're working on it. Vault of Glass comes out next season with a contest mode for the first 24 hours. However,
oh, just for the first 24 hours?
Well, however, first off, to claim worlds first, you have to do the raid and a curated list of challenging triumphs. Because they said they've like updated Vault of Glass a little bit, but I can imagine for the most part, like if we played Vault of Glass, like you already kind of know, you already have an edge. So instead, they're doing it so that if you want that world's first, whatever, you have to do this, these triumphs as well, which I think is a cool idea. And here you go, Rob. Vault of Glass is getting a master difficulty, and they would like all raids and dungeons in the future to get one. So that means going forward, if you're raiding, you can set it to master difficulty.
That's good.
And we don't know what that details, but maybe, you know, it's just like you said, you've always wanted. Master difficulty is essentially like contest mode.
Yeah, just get people like a harder raid that gives you like specific loot only found there, and also just has like cosmetic loot also in there that you can potentially get that is like,
put this man in charge.
Holy
shit. Put him in charge right now.
This guy can do the master Vault of Glass. This guy's badass.
Put him in charge right now.
I'm glad you say that, Rob, because they detailed that adept raid and dungeon gear will drop from the master difficulty raids and dungeons.
Oh, so
you'll only be able to get the adept variations of those weapons doing the more difficult raids.
I know, but can you get, but is there also like shaders, sparrows? Like there should be everything.
I have no idea. They just, at the very least, we're getting weapons, which I think personally for me, I'd prefer weapons the most because that's what I'm going to use the most.
But I said, but like, sure, the weapons should be like the thing you should.
But like at the very least, I imagine there'll be like an emblem. And
yeah, see, there should be like a 3% chance you get this emblem when you beat this boss. Like shit like that. Just little things like that that keep people coming back that are like, ooh, now I got the emblem from this one, you know? That keep people doing the same old boring shit over and over again. Because I will be doing it.
Armor Transmog is finally here. It's coming next season.
Mm-hmm.
And Ada 1 has come back to do it. And the way it's going to work is essentially there's like this currency apparently with Ada 1, there'll be like missions or whatever you can do weekly or something, and if you complete
like
them
bounty?
Yeah, you get this currency, and if you have enough currency, you pretty much go to her, you like show her the piece of armor you want to become an ornament, pay the price, and then forever you can now go to like your helmet, and then whatever that one you know use
the like
currency on
to the,
you can just choose that cosmetic now.
That's dope.
So finally we got that. Yeah. And you can do anything. Like they showed, they even had the rare armor, the green armor, the starting armor. So I'm immediately just going to make my guy look like the derpy Titan from like when you first spawn into D2 and you're like,
yeah. What did they say? It just has to be in your collections for you to like reacquire and put the transmog on or what?
No, I mean like literally whatever armor piece you have, just go inspect it, go down to ornaments, open it up, and then boom. So anything.
Interesting.
You need to do quests.
Bounties is the only way you can do that. Like the
you need to do quests to receive match to transmog a piece or pay silver for it.
Oh.
Which I'm not really surprised by.
And there it is.
And there it is.
How, and there is the community. There it is. But what?
Yep. Hopefully he knows. Shaders are now permanent unlocks. Yeah, I don't know why this has been this long. I don't know why
this took you years to implement this.
Yeah, but thank the Lord above. That'll help my inventory too.
Oh, man, would it help our inventories.
Crossplay is coming in season 15. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell him, Blue? Hit him with it.
Well, so in season 15, we're going to be getting crossplay. Unfortunately for you PvP heads, PC Crucible will be remaining on PC. So sorry about that player population.
Yeah, that was so sad about that. I was like,
But I understand. But at the same time,
I understand.
I feel like can absolutely keep up with PC.
Yeah, seriously. Are
you really going to play Destiny 2 PvP?
I mean, I will. That's what I... Honestly, the biggest reason I still play D2 is the fact that there's PvP.
Oof.
I mean, for me, we've talked about this. I like being able to grind for stuff and then use it to kill other people. PvE, for me, has so much longevity. For me, it's about getting gear and getting cool weapons to then go and use them in PvP.
Okay.
Well, so, continuing on that, season 14, I believe they said that they're going to be beta testing or alpha testing some stuff with it. So we'll see what that means exactly.
You remember when they alpha tested Fireteam guided games?
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
What are guided games?
Oh, wait, what? I mean, that just shows how bad guided games are.
Don't worry about it. It's not there anymore anyway.
Don't worry about it. But yeah, I mean, this is like the crossplay is actually a huge deal, I think, for so many people.
So yeah, literally,
there's a lot of people like cousins and family members that play Destiny, but like I can't play with them because I'm just like, I'm sorry, my hands aren't built for a controller anymore.
I'm built different.
These don't work.
I'm just built different. So this is like, I mean, this is a gigantic deal. Crossplay is always a good thing, so I'm happy about that.
Anything PvE, you'll now be able to crossplay with any other platform that plays Destiny 2. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say you can't play PC or PvP with your PC friends, but the only way it works is if a PC player invites a console player and then they'll be queued into the PC matchmaking. It won't cross-pollinate, and then they'll be finding like the console person just knows, okay, I'm signing up to play PC players. That's the only way you could play with console people. But you can still play PvP with them. It's just that they have to realize what they're signing up for.
Yeah.
And cool. So, yeah, crossplay. That's nice. Ikora, because everyone's been complaining, like, where the fudge is Ikora, is going to have a purpose in Witch Queen. And you will see her, in quotations, in season 14. But so at the very least, we know she's going to have a part in something. A lot of people were like, they probably can't afford the voice actor. She's too busy, and that might be part of it. But at the very least, she'll be coming back. In
which
season...
character is Ikora again? The Warlock?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Come on now. Come
Dude,
on.
It's been a minute.
But like,
I
come on.
A long time.
And Ikora is a baddie. How do you forget
and
about her?
And bro, be real. Like, when we're in Destiny cutscenes, you know we're just spamming X. Like, just get through that. Or...
Destiny cuts. Actually, yeah. That's not true. I haven't watched the new season.
You go 30 FPS and you say Omega LOL.
season...
That's in like the raids and stuff, not like main campaigns. Yeah. I don't skip those.
In season 15, we'll be getting the first stasis legendary energy and power weapons because currently we only have that one exotic. I don't remember its name. But
Icebreaker.
No. But, oh, wait. Well, I see what you did there. So that'd be interesting. We'll see how those will work. More stasis. Yay. And then lastly, in season 14, for all you super grinders, gilded titles will show how many times that title has been gilded in the past.
What does that mean?
I don't even have one. So like, you know how there's like
showing people how much of a life you don't have.
So like, you know, I could be like, look, I'm a dredgen, right?
Yes.
Well, once you get that last season or something, they implemented where you could gild it. So essentially, if you did it again, now it's gold. Now it says like dredgen in gold. But now what they're saying is even past this, if you've completed it like five times, it'll be gilded dredgen. And then at like top right, it'll be like a little crest and five. So people just really know like you're a grinder.
That's cool.
Yeah. So at least it gives grinders.
I wish you could also do it for like if you had all of them. Then it would like make whichever one you wanted like have that special kind of box around it if you collected all of them or something. That would be cool.
Well, they should make a title for having all the titles.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like or like an effect that would go around whichever like.
Yeah, whatever happened to like the Nightfall thing. You remember that? Like if you complete the Nightfall, you would always like in Destiny 1, if you complete Nightfall, you had like
the auras.
Aura around your head or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we used to have that in D2, but then they scrapped it. So
they had it for
cool
trials and
stuff. Those were cool for like the first like 5 weeks of Destiny, when like Nightfalls were hard to do.
That's true. So yeah, that's pretty much the list of updates for Destiny in 2021. So obviously, you have to hear more about what this new season will be, because it'll obviously have to take the place of what Witch Queen was going to do. But overall, it's a very good direction, and they're finally addressing what almost everyone has been complaining about. And they said specifically to season 15, that's when a lot of the PvP adjustments come in, but they're also going to renew their vision on Crucible or like reevaluate it. And I'm like, what, you haven't been doing that? Like, well, that was my only thing. Like, what have we been doing?
They're showing like that they're making changes and stuff, but they're not saying how they're making the changes. You know what I mean? They're just
They are for most of this, but like the PvP was super vague.
For like sunsetting, they're like, like it sounds like there's like we don't know like what we're gonna really do with that. But
sunsetting, that's just it. They're just
it's going back to how it was. That it's not happening anymore.
Well, and then so what? It's just gonna go back to you not knowing what to nerf and then everybody freaking out about that.
I'd rather have that than since sunsetting.
Yeah. I would rather have the problem of like
there's a problem with it. I think the problem was Pinnacles, and quite honestly, like that was it. Like it's not like there was anything else that was so egregiously busted that like we couldn't have fun. Like it wasn't a problem in D1 when things were busted and cool. It was a problem in D2 when Pinnacles were so busted that everything else was not worth using.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it.
So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
Or it felt like, the problem was it felt like everything was just bad and those were the only good things.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like these are good, but that's great. So I think that's kind of part of the problem. But hopefully too, they balance PvP, just weapon archetypes in general, because for years it's just been hand cannon or wall. It's still that way. You can use like X or Y a little bit here and there. But like hand cannon
RPM,
it's like
those are dead.
Somebody mentioned there's like 13 archetypes or whatever, different kind of guns, and we only use one. So hopefully they fix that, because like I remember my auto rifle meta dude in D1, the good old days. Or you could just use pretty much anything.
3 weeks.
Hey dude, it was a sick 3 weeks. Actually, it was longer than that, because that was
second week
Zer sold Suros Regime. I didn't spend it on Yallerhorn, so I bought the Suros, melted in Crucible with that.
Dude, I just remember saying, dude, who needs an exotic rocket launcher?
Why would I use my exotic in the heavy slot? Well, whoops. I think most people thought that, and then, yikes.
Little did we know.
We live to regret that. But all in all, despite what people say, we don't just blindly hate Destiny. We've talked about it. The reason we're so passionate about it is because we like the game. And we've liked the game, and we know where we'd want it to go. And I'm not saying it has to go where I want it to go, but like as a whole,
I don't know where I want it to go.
As a whole, the community has some things, and like at least they're addressing some glaring issues a lot of people have with it. And so, just like that, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. Destiny 2 this season has been pretty good. That Presage mission was very nice too. The Dead Man's Hand, very nice too.
It's a dope scout.
It is. And I want to get the
Catalyst. But I catalyst. Have to raise my light level. Yeah.
But I'm currently like 1265 and it's 1300. So, yeah, screw me. But, yeah, all in all, so exciting Destiny 2 news. You know, we're not ragging on it. It's a bright future so far. They mentioned in the post that, you know, they're still looking to get to that action MMO they want. Still got a ways to, because like I don't know, saying MMO, it's like
it's
it
not
must
an
be
MMO right now.
No, it's if you throw it around,
no,
if you throw it around, you think of the traditional MMO. So unless they're going that way, then they need to like I don't know, make a different term.
They have
term
to do a lot till before it could have any remote like
resemblance
before even being. Like in the same breath as other MMOs, it has a lot of these to do.
And I'm not saying it needs to. It's just they're wording it that way, and I think that's it can be problematic.
Which implies that they want to go there.
So either way,
I mean, I hope they do.
I'd be down. But so Destiny 2 TWAB, boom. Speaking of looter shooters, Outriders demo came out today.
Now, I'm interested in your opinion on this because it seems to be very like hit or miss with people right now.
So you haven't played the demo, right, Blue?
No, but like seeing people's opinions and seeing yours. Well, I'll let you talk about it, but yeah. I'm very interested in how polarizing it is so far.
And at
least
I'm pretty
from what
sure
I've seen people talk about the demo.
Rob, you didn't even know, like you still don't even know what the game is, right?
No, I just know it outside of it of you guys like saying there's a trailer about it, and then I called it Outsiders, and then I thought it was the game Outsiders. Like, it was like a dude who rode a horse who had like a cool sword.
Oh, that was Darksiders or something.
I don't know. That's what I thought the game was, and then you explained to me, no, it's like this, blah, blah, blah. So that's all I know about.
Yeah, so Outriders demo came out today. On all platforms that the game's going to be on, except Stadia, whatever the fudge. And it's a demo with no time limit. Like, you can download it at any point before the game releases on April 1st, which is kind of fitting. Well, and progress will carry over. You don't get very far. You get to, like, level 7 and world tier 5, which the world tiers don't really make sense, but I'll get to that. And whatever you have will like progress over, but like they cap like how many materials you can store and stuff, so you're not just like dummy thick as soon as like the actual game comes out, which makes sense. And so I played it after some server issues, which I guess to be expected. The prologue is a big meh from me. I will say, as a way to kick off your game and get somebody into it, the prologue did not do that. It was pretty
Can
rough.
Can you explain it?
Yeah, so like they just kind of throw you in. There's like this quick little thing. Like I'm assuming this. They said like this is how the game starts. So like this is how when you boot up the game.
Yeah, you
when
boot it releases, up the game. You are playing this.
Yeah, this is your experience. So it's like I forget if there's like a little bit of dialogue, and then it just shows like thing in space, and oh, it's essentially saying like Earth has been destroyed by humans or whatever, and they've searched for other life, and the only place that can contain life is this new place. Echo or whatever the new planet's name is, and you see the big ship flying over the new planet, and then they like release a drop pod. It's like boo, and then you just hear radio try to like blah blah blah, you're clear to engage, blah blah blah, and then yeah, it's like, and then it drops. It's this big old drop pod, and then it shows you're walking out of the drop pod. And your character has tons of dialogue, like it's an actual character, so that's nice coming from other looter shooters. I will say the male voice actor, that was a miss. It was a miss. Okay. I think I'm going to do it over as a female because it's pretty rough. In fact, some of the voice acting is pretty rough.
Is it just like, I can do that? Like
first, I don't know.
He's just reading?
Kind of flat and just... It's like he's fitting this weird. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I just didn't like the voice
acting. Fitting his dick.
But that's like super nitpicky. Like that's not like I'm not taking points away for the game for that. Like that's nothing to do with it. And so they just drop you down, and then you're like, you see these cutscenes of these people talking with you and having. The problem is, it's like for me, it almost felt like I was missing something. Like that. Was I supposed to? Is this the start of the game? It was like characters were having interactions and they were saying things, and it felt like you were just supposed to know either who these people were or what's going on. And you're just like, what? And then they just throw you into something. And then you're talking with this cowboy guy, and it's the classic follow this NPC, but he doesn't run fast enough. So you have to like walk and stop, walk and stop. And then you climb over some tree branches. And there, the prologue is just cutscene after cutscene. Before you can even play the game, you get to move cutscene. I get a move cutscene, and it's with all these characters that you're. I don't know who you are, and on top of that, it does not look like a AAA game that came out in 2021.
The graphics aren't there. It is beta, right? Like
no, when this is come out? See, this is demo. This isn't alpha. This isn't beta. It's demo.
You're right. Demo is a completely different title.
Yeah, that's saying here's a slice of our game that you can play. Not here's a slice of our game that isn't finished. We're working
on
it.
Is it kind of trying to go for a different art style, or no, is it just bad?
It's pretty flat. Like the characters, first off, you would think you're playing Cloverfield in the cutscenes because we got Shaky McGee on camera. Somebody turned up the shaker slider. Seriously, I don't know what is going on, but it's like Tremors. And it's just, they're like in dialogue scenes, you're like, this isn't necessary. It got a little bit jarring.
Like
got,
if you're on a truck, like in the bed of the truck, it'll come.
Yeah, practically. Like, so... I don't know what's going on there. Maybe that was a glitch. I can only hope so, but I don't think it was. And then, yeah, the faces and stuff, I was like, this is it? You know, I expected a little bit more, but I don't know. So then 30 minutes later or whatever, until I finally get to like play my character. Yeah. Well, so you get to finally play your character, like running through this forest, blah, 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 and you find Monkey. It's like this alien rat looking thing, but I call it Monkey. And you get to finally use your gun and shoot Monkey. Ironically enough, I killed the monkey and then it kicked me out of the server and I had to do all of it again. But that's
that
not
been, maybe that's why not, you are a little salty.
No, but that's not a dock on the game, because that was, you know, everyone literally got kicked from the servers. It was just funny timing. So thankfully you can skip a lot of the cutscenes. So I just went back. I'm like turbo. I'm like. Got back to where I was. You kill the monkey, you go through another cutscene, blah, 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 blah. And then it's seriously like an hour before this prologue ends, and the problem is they don't tell you what in the world is going on. Again, it's kind of building up this world, but it doesn't make sense. And then at the end of it, you're like shooting some dudes finally, and then it ends. But again, it felt, the pacing was bizarre. You didn't know what was going on, and it felt like the game wanted you to already know some things. That's just like how it came across. And then the prologue finally ends, and I just wish going into that I knew where the game was headed, because I didn't. And I was like, if this is the game, it's like, where's this going? So what ends up happening, I wouldn't really call it spoilers, because it's literally the prologue. It's the first.
I mean, yeah, it's a demo.
Like, this is literally to set up the game, which was a little bit better. So at the end, you're like wounded. They throw you into a cryopod because there's like no medics. And he's like, wake me when you need me. Not actually, that'd be funny.
Okay.
And so then fast forward, you come to find out, fast forward 31 years later, and you're like coming out of this pod. And I'm like, okay, this makes a little more sense. Like, I didn't see this coming. This would have been a little nicer to know.
Maybe start there on the prologue. Like that, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why they just did it in a very strange way. So anyway, you pop out, and then you're going through, there's like 10 minutes of, again, this makes sense. You're super disoriented. You have no idea what's going on, because your character's super disoriented. No idea what's going on. Like, the world he just came into is completely different than the world he fell asleep to, right? Yeah. So it all makes sense, and he's confused. Long story short, he gets thrown into what they call the no man's land, because this Earth, new Earth, whatever, has like storm cycles or whatever, and they like disintegrate you. And they're like, have fun. So he's running like, oh no, and then he gets pierced in the middle of his chest with like some giant rod. And he's like, bleh. And then the screen pops up, choose your class. I was like, what? Yeah. And so I chose my class. There's necromancer, or technomancer, pyro guy, tricky dude, and tank, more or less.
Tricky dude sounds pretty tight.
I was a tricky dude. Yeah, so they like briefly kind of like, here's what this was. Like, technomancer is like, has buildable objects and is like a support long range. Tank is, need I say more? Pyromancer is like more mage fire, and tricky dude is like electric space-time things. And I was like, that sounds cool. Yeah, it's literally space-time stuff. So I was like, okay, sure. I did a poll. We chose tricky dude. So then it goes to show you, because earlier in the prologue, you got hit by a storm, but you didn't die. And so it turns out you're now what's called an altered, which are the people who, very few people who survive these things. And then you come out of it with like powers. So you start there, and then you go into this world, and you find like two people still alive from people you knew. You reunite, and then it just throws you right into it. And for me, the pacing of the story, the dialogue, the cutscenes, it was just really weird. It was a lot of cutscenes too that weren't quite engaging enough. And again, the pacing, it felt like it was too fast. It never, nothing had weight to it, essentially, because of how they paced it. So ironically, though, my favorite part about the game is going to be the lore and what's going on. That's probably what I'm most interested in. And so finally you start actually playing the looter shooter. So it takes me like an hour and a half. And for a looter shooter, I'm like, I just want to know if it's like fun to shoot first off.
Yeah.
So it's a third person shooter. And some people have like some ways to describe it, but it's like Ab said, imagine you had the Division and Gears of War as like blueprints, and you just ignored all that, and you're a little bit behind where they are. That's kind of what it feels like. So it's like kind of cover shooting. The abilities you get are kind of fun. Like the Tempest or whatever the fudge I am. Like my first one, I slice people with a blade. Yeah, tricky dude. It's tricky dude.
Yeah,
yeah, you like teleport behind people, and then you have like this electric blade, and it shows them.
Personal kid.
It shows them disintegrate to like a skeleton and then explode. I'm like, that's pretty cool. Although within like two encounters, it stopped one-shotting already. So they would explode as skeletons and they're still alive. And I'm like, well, that's weird. And so long story short, some of the guns were fun. It immediately felt bullet spongy. There's like one boss through the at the end of like the main last main story that's available. Just a bullet sponge. Now, I don't know if it's because it's scaled up because we had three people. You can, I should say it's a looter shooter. That's not a live service game. It's just supposed to be a narrative game with looting and shooting. So
it's not multiplayer?
It can go three-player co-op. That's it.
Oh.
So I was playing three-player co-op because they're like, it scales up the world, but you can get better loot. So I was like, all right, well, I like loot. But I don't know if, like, your single player, it might be a little bit better. But, yeah, it was just bullet sponge fast, which was a little disappointing. Maybe it changes, and maybe it becomes better. Because, like, you look at the skill tree. Skill tree's got me interested. There's, like, three different, like, subclasses of your thing. Like, I could have become, I could spec more into Assassin or
like
Reaver.
Like Borderlands, kind of?
Yeah, very much like Borderlands. And so I was like, oh, that would be fun. And then they have, obviously, like, your gear. And some of the perks I already saw were, like, pretty interesting. But my problem is, I finished what the demo had to offer. And it essentially just felt like, this is what I said in the DMs. I'm like, Outriders is a video game. That's the best way I can put it. It,
yep.
At the end of the day, like, I'd sum it up with, it doesn't do anything great. At least from what I can tell yet.
So it's like Anthem.
Yeah, kind of. It doesn't reinvent anything. And on top of all, like, the storytelling beats and the cutscenes in general, like, the cutscenes just really aren't good to look at. And so I don't think that's something they can fix because it's all the graphics kind of. But so I just came away, like, the one thing I was interested in is essentially what's happened is now humanity is stuck in this little part of this earth because it turns out these storms and this goo and whatever, like, literally are poisonous and we don't have fixes and we're going to die. So all the humans are just fighting each other for what little supplies we have left and nobody can leave. So your job is to find out a way to leave this part of the world and actually find something hospitable, and there's, like, a signal coming from somewhere and you have to find it out. But so I'm just interested, like, hey, cool, what's this planet about? Like, what are these storms? Why is this all happening? That's probably the thing I'm most interested in. But what I'm also concerned about is, like, if that was full release for me, I don't know how far I'd be willing to go until I hit maybe the sweet spot where you finally get enough skills and good enough gear where it clicks. If it clicks, which I assume it might, like, you know, being able
you get
to
that point where, like, you start to roll kind of.
Yeah, you get to a build that's interesting. Or, like, I feel like a lot of games have that, RPGs and stuff, where, like, you just get one thing and it just clicks. You're like, this is it. Whether it be like a weapon archetype or a perk or a class or whatever it is.
I felt like that's what Borderlands was, like, really good at and, like, was the best at. Is, like, at a certain point, you, like, found your thing and you stuck with that thing.
Yeah. So I'm just worried. I didn't find that thing at all. And I'm worried me and a lot of people aren't going to bother investing. Because, like, if anything, really, playing the demo, I went like, huh, I'd probably skip out on this. Now I'll do it just for content and stuff. Or to, like, see, I'll give it a chance. But honestly, I think for a lot of people, it's just going to turn them away. Because it's, now granted, some people are saying, like, somebody was like, man, this makes me never want to play Destiny again. I'm like, okay, that's kind of a weird take. But, like, you know, some people are, like, kind of blue said, it's like hot or cold. Some people are like, dude, this is incredible. But for me, it was very whelming. It was a video game. And for that to be the demo and knowing, okay, that's the first 3 hours of the game or whatever. And they literally say, like, hey, this game's going to have 34 hours of, like, content for you to play. But there's no end game, really, because it's not a live service game. Like, I don't think they have end game content planned. It's not like Borderlands 2 or whatever, where now you have all these different end game and bosses and spots, blah, blah, blah. So it's just kind of like, yeah, it's kind of what I thought it'd be. It's very whelming. And that's unfortunate because you mentioned it. Anthem just officially got canceled. Anthem Next, which is going to be the reboot.
Nothing of value was lost. Like, we were with MTash and he was like, oh, man. And I was like, what? And he's like, oh, no way. And I was like, what, man? And he's like, oh, they just canceled Anthem. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, they just canceled, like, what they were going to do. And I was like, and you're upset about that? And he's like, ah, I thought it was going to be cool. And I was like, nothing of value was lost.
Part of,
like,
me,
I'm with
part
them
of me
test.
Was interested. and I'm assuming I have the same opinion as Fruit. Part of me was interested in what they were going to do with it, because the base of the, like, the base concept of the game was sick as fuck.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Was it?
Well, for me too, one, I love the looter shooter genre, and the looter shooter genre can use as much as it can get, because currently we just have a whole bunch of looter shooter flops, and it feels like we're practically going to go the way of MMOs, where MMOs were super popular and people tried, and like only very few succeeded. You know, like we could say like Destiny 2 is like the WoW currently of MMOs, right? Where everyone's like, oh, we want to repeat, you know, WoW or innovate on it in our own way. And then
but
they
like
realize
we don't have a but we don't have a WoW in the looter shooter genre.
I know, like, but like
that's the reason why I want other looter shooters to succeed, because we don't have a WoW of looter shooters.
No, I wish. That's what I crave.
But that's why I'm saying, if we had to look in the looter shooter space currently, I think almost everyone would say, yeah, Destiny 2 sits at the top.
Yeah, that's the only one that has done it in a way that keeps you interested.
I know Warframe's up there, and a lot of people would defend that. I think Warframe is up there, too. They've managed to keep a high player base. People are really happy. People love it, so that's good for them. But then we have so many flops. And then, for one, for them to spend so much on Anthem for it to flop, and then they're like, okay, you guys are right. We're going to reapproach this and call it Anthem Next, whatever. Like, we're going to make the game you want. And then it's kind of like a year and a half or 2 years later, they're like, yeah, we
never mind.
Scrapped. Like, we're moving on. It's like, what?
That money can be used somewhere else, man.
Like, it was a lot of money, too.
Well, the thing is, that money has already been used.
I know, but like to make Anthem Next would have required like more expansions that I think they were just
I mean, that's fine, but like it just sucks when they have basically been teasing a reinvigoration of the game, and then all that money that we already know went into it. And then for it to just never get released is just kind of, it's definitely not like a good feeling.
Sucks.
Because yeah. I know I know I was not into Anthem anymore, but there was a part of me that still wanted it to succeed, because like, quite honestly, like the art style of Anthem is cooler than Destiny's.
Yeah,
for me personally,
I think the movement is way cooler.
And and the movement too. The movement alone is a lot of the reason why I wanted to. Just like the concept of flying around in an open world and killing shit and flying and shooting you, like it's sick.
The idea of it being a vast and giant world to the point where I would need like a jetpack or like a flying maneuver looked cool.
And that's why I wanted to succeed, because its concept is what I want from a looter shooter, like a real open world where you find things to explore and cool shit. And whoa, I got this from this fucking dungeon that we haven't found yet. And that's kind of how Destiny got marketed, but ultimately Destiny is just an instance game. So yeah.
In principle, what you're describing as Anthem was still not an MMO.
Oh yeah.
But closer to that, you know, it's just, you want to get here to hear you
closer. Yeah.
Yeah. In essence. So yeah, for me, it's literally just a case of, I like looter shooters. I'll literally play it. Like if you make a looter shooter, I'll give it a chance.
Yep.
And I hope it's good. One, because then I get to play and invest into it more. And also it can just move the genre forward.
Yeah.
But that's why I think it's so bad that we just keep seeing failure after failure after failure, because then it's just going to dissuade further people. Because now it's going to be like, hey, I have this idea for this looter shooter. And people are just going to be like, whoa. Like, that's dead on arrival. Yeah. Something like that, you know?
Like, nice try, NT.
And so, NT. The weird one, I mean, I guess in a way, I appreciate what they want to do. Like, Outriders is like, hey, we never wanted it to be live service from the start. This is what it is. It's just, like, the current looter shooter we have that isn't live service is, like, Borderlands. Well, closer. They've kind of done, like, some update drops and stuff. But it's not, like, Destiny or anything like that.
Yeah.
But at least they have endgame and replayability. Because, like, that's the weird thing about a looter shooter is... what's the point of getting all of this stuff if I don't have something to use it on? That's kind of like what's been the problem with Destiny. Like, if I'm getting all this stuff at the end of the game, and then now the game's over, what am I using this on? Like, yeah. What was the point? I don't get to really enjoy this. Then it seems like in the demo, you can replay quests to get, like, different awards or something. So it might be, like, literally just play story missions over again. But, like...
eh. I mean, but let's be real. Was this game really going to get you off of Valheim, or however you say it?
I mean, well, it's going to come out in April, so probably by then. But it's just, I was hoping for something new that would pop off. Because, like, even just there, like, getting weapons with stats and perks, you know, like, that's my guilty pleasure. That's, like, that's almost all I need. And then as long as it's fun to shoot those things, like, boom, I'm pretty invested no matter what. Like, I can look past all the other stuff. But it was just, it just didn't. It's a video game. Like, that's kind of, like, the best way I can put it is it doesn't do anything great. It's just kind of average.
Like, it's food.
Uh-oh.
There we go. Now he knows. We'll never know what he said. It sounded like he said, it's kind of like foodie.
And I don't know. I think what he was saying is, I made a poopy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
poopy. Well, oh,
yep,
yeah.
That's what he said. He said, I made a poopy.
God, I hate you guys.
We can kind of hear you. What were you going to say?
I don't know what's happening.
Okay, great. Well, then we'll just move on. Long story short.
Great. He's doing great.
Outriders demo came out. I played it. My opinion. It's very whelming. But here's the good thing. The demo is free. You go for your own opinion. Don't take my word at it. Go play it for yourself. And maybe you're like, Mr. Fruit, your take's terrible. Fair enough. This is my opinion. I know some people,
Mr. Fruit.
I know some people really like it. Well, like, when I saw a tweet that was like, man, this makes me never want to go back to Destiny. The reason I was like, that's kind of a weird champ, because, like, you can't compare gunplay in Destiny, because, like, that's the best part Destiny has. Yeah. It's a looter shooter, and it's fun to shoot the guns. They do it right. Whereas this one, nothing really had a punch. Again, you know, it was, like, basic and uncommon. So I got, like, one rare weapon. So who knows, it might scale up. But even Destiny 1, like, the Kavaz stuff, I was like, this feels good to shoot, you know? So, yeah. I'll end my take there. So,
pour me your opinion. I respect your take, Mr. Fruit.
But yeah, that's where I stand on it. So after hearing that, Blue, what do you have to say?
I mean, when I play it, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm touching it.
Are you playing that demo?
I plan on it. I was just very interested because I saw so many people, like, Goth was like, dude, Outriders is sick. I saw a lot of other people like, yo, this game is so tight. Like, I can't wait for it to come out. Like, this is what I've wanted. And then I'm just kind of here like, damn, I have no idea what to think.
Well, I mean, again, you play and maybe you say, hey, Fruit, shut up. It's great. And I go, okay. You see something I don't. But I just, like, I'd be curious, like, Goth and all them, what is it about it that they think is so great? That's just what I'm confused about. So
it makes them happy.
Hey, puppy. No.
But it gives them a serotonin injection.
I tried to give you a little segue into the Valheim.
Yeah.
Because we've been meaning to talk about it for like 2 weeks.
Now, I guess we're kind of late, but...
Yeah.
Valheim's popping off. Obviously, we have the series on the channel, but this game came out of nowhere. To be fair, I had it wishlisted, and I knew about it. But literally, all I knew was it was a Viking survival game. That's all I knew. And I was like, all right, I'm sold, Vikings. So I had it wishlisted. I saw it was coming out. I was like, cool, I'll buy it. And ironically, I played it for about an hour by myself, and I was like... kind of a weird champ. I saw people like, man, this is great, and I was like, you know what, I'm not really feeling it. So I just, like, put it down, And I was like, okay, it was a mess. But then I just keep people, like, it just starts getting hyped and hyped even more. And people are like, this is sick. And I was like, okay, I'll give it one more chance. And then something just clicked. Like, because the game doesn't hold your hand, really. This crow occasionally just says, like, here, bok, bok. But so it was very vague. Yeah, tanjiro. It's very vague. And I was just kind of doing things. And I was like, this is, like, at first, I was, like, so upset. I was like, I just can't put a campfire in my tent. I smoke myself out. I'm like, what the fudge? Like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And then I come to appreciate that.
Yeah, you learn to kind of love that little kind of hardcoreness. Yeah.
And so I guess I just had expectations of what I wanted it to be and not enjoy what it was. And then once you get into the progression loop, that's what hooked me. And then, like, figuring out combat and the skills and everything. And then it just, and then once I figured out how to build, and then it just, it took me. And
yeah,
I'm there. It's so fun.
It's a good time. It's probably the most fun I've had with a survival game. Even more than Rust, I think. Even like, yeah, in terms of like building and stuff and like kind of just the progression and all that kind of stuff.
How dare you? I respect that.
But yeah, I think it's a genuine good time. Blue, you haven't played it like at all, have you?
No.
Sag.
I haven't. Maybe soon.
Join just us. No desire? I feel like you would love it, honestly.
It's I got really burned time. Out on survival games when from I played RP. On the OTV Badlands server.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you went ham on that.
I went really ham. I ruined my sleep schedule. And I just was like, okay, I had to step back from this for a couple months. I feel
sense.
Like that happens with me all the time with survival games, is I'll go just ham on them and I'm just like, I can't be doing this. I'm not 18 anymore. I can't be up till 5 in the morning for this shit.
I feel like you could fall into that kind of pattern in this game because it is like that kind of.
Well, that's why it's dangerous. Like, I will fall into that pattern with that game.
You will.
So I have to stop.
I know you.
I have to learn when to cut myself off. I have to learn when it's healthy to stop.
Well, I think I'm kind of with you. Like, survival games for me, for the most part, come in waves. Like,
yeah,
it'll be like a new survival game. Pass.
Yeah,
I'll be a like, new survival game. Let me check it out. Like, it's like I need. There's hot cold periods for sure, especially because even especially now it's very diluted. Or I can't think of the right word to say, but it's you're there's new survival games
saturated?
Left and right. Yeah, it's very saturated right now. A lot of new survival games coming out, so you don't know what's trash or not. And so when I started it, first up, I booted it up, and I'm like, why am I playing RuneScape 2008? Like, what are these graphics? And then because it was so vague, I was like, I don't even know like what I'm doing. I just thought it was like, I didn't think there was much depth. And that's ironic because then you learn that it goes so deep. And so with other survival games, you know, you boot it up and it's like, the funny thing too is every survival game has the same exact loop. Collect a stick, collect stone, build fire. So you're like, okay, I've done this, right? Okay, what's next? And then I came to appreciate Valheim's graphics because I realized it was stylized. And I mean, it's just like Minecraft and other games. Like the graphics, as long as they're done a certain way, they won't draw
me. You
don't
even notice them anymore. Like,
yeah.
At a certain point, you don't even like really notice it. Like it's weird.
They don't turn me off. But like, for instance, like Outriders, I know what kind of style they're going, like they're like realistic, and it's just the fact that like the textures are low or like lighting is poor. It's not like, oh, this is stylized and this is what it's supposed to look like. It's just like you kind of miss the mark. That's the difference. But yeah. So yeah, you don't even notice the graphics, then you just, it's I can't tell you what it is, but it's just it itches.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Something
I mean, we still have really a little bit of a to play in it before you kind of hit that wall, I think it's at now.
Which is crazy because if you told me this was the full game, I would have been like, yeah. Because that's how much, because this is an early access.
Mm-hmm.
But right out of the gate, there's so much content. And I wish more early access games felt like this. Like this felt like, this feels like a full game. And it just feels like what's to come is just like a little bonus.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we miss you, Blue, because, you know, when it comes to survival games, you're always our sugar daddy.
Can I talk about something that I think is really cool? Kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what's something cool?
Okay, something cool that we predicted is your Avatar series. The Avatar got picked up, then Halo got picked up by like some Paramount thing.
I had him and then I lost him.
He said Nickelodeon is picking up an Avatar series and Paramount is picking up Halo series. I deciphered that. I think we might have lost. Oh, we lost him.
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay, so he's full dead. So yeah, he's right. It's probably the greatest news I've had in my entire life. Nickelodeon has picked up they've essentially created like an Avatar studio now, and they're getting the original creators back, and they're in charge now of making new animated series, and they're starting with a new fully animated theatrical movie. And that's just, especially after this disappointing news we're kind of hearing about this Netflix live adaptation. Like as long as we don't get back to this, because the last time we had something like this, they're like, we split because of creative differences. Like, get over it. Freaking, you guys can do this. Stick together. Make a dope Avatar series again. And
I mean, did you see that Netflix pitch? Like, if I were the creators, I would have been like, no.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
So I guess we should explain that too. Happening? Yeah, I think so. So the Netflix live adaptation, there was a, I don't know if it was a leak or a rumor or whatever, about the series where...
Like change?
Yeah. They're planning to make Katara the older sister, which if you haven't watched Last Airbender or something, you're like, what? Okay.
Changes everything.
Yeah, like, what? I don't get it. Well, if you watch Last Airbender, that changes all the characters. Because Sokka is the older brother to Katara. And Sokka's entire character derives from having to be like the father figure because they don't have his father and he's the older brother, so he has to take care. And he struggles with that the whole entire series and how that shapes him. And then Katara falls in the place where she's the younger sister and how she's interacting with her family and everything.
She also feels like the adult sometimes. Like,
yeah, and where she feels like she's having to take over sometimes. And so some of the weird guesses are people are like, they're doing this so that they can put Zuko with Katara, so that way it's not as weird. But then if they do it with Katara and Aang, it's going to feel like, you know, Anakin and Padme.
So is and this still going to be bizarre. Live separate from this studio Avatar?
Yeah, because it's Nickelodeon picking this up, which is so ironic to me because they're the ones that killed Korra.
Yeah, like, that was the big weird for me, is because of how hard Nickelodeon screwed over Korra.
You think it's them going, my bad?
I don't know. I mean, I hope so, because I mean, I feel like Avatar as an IP has only gotten more and more popular as time has gone on. Even without a series, it just ages so well.
And then, yeah, once it hit Netflix too, people were finally being able to binge it. Like, oh, this is what everyone's talking about.
Yeah, like, yeah, and like now you have like two stands. You have the OG stands and you have Korra stands now.
And I'll take them both.
You have two warring sides. And like when two sides war, companies win, baby, because now you got stands for both series.
That's right. That's why Pokemon always flourishes. You have stands for every gen.
Yeah.
Shut up. Gen 5's the best. Gen 5. I was Gen 2. Gen X, get back. Yeah, you know.
Or that cover, I guess.
So that's just super exciting news for me. It's the original creators. Hopefully, like, it's staying animated. And
then they said their first release, they were considering doing a theatrical animated series.
Or a movie.
Yeah.
Which would be sick. And so, like, I'm literally down for them not continuing with any character we know.
Yeah.
You can completely go, just stay in the Avatar universe, tell me a new story, new characters, I'm down.
I feel new like that's Avatar the advantage of
like kind of,
oh kind yeah, of new like, Avatar. I feel like okay. That's the advantage of the series that we haven't gotten to dive into yet. We kind of got it with Korra a little bit of like just a new generation interacting with the old, but it was very close to the previous show. And I'm so interested in just having like totally different, like far future Avatar, and then they interact with like all these avatars that we missed, and you know, like I feel like that was where the show was eventually going, but then, you know, Nickelodeon was like, nah.
Yeah, I don't need any fanfare. Like I think I would prefer just something completely fresh.
Yeah.
because it would also be hard to throw in a series now because we kind of know, we can kind of link all the events. Uh-huh. Avatar The Last Airbender answered a lot about what came before. And then Korra answered a lot of what became between Avatar and Korra, and then obviously Korra. So I don't just want to fast forward and see like older Korra.
Yeah, I just want like a, we're a totally different Avatar. Like Avatar in like a modern setting of what an Avatar series, like that would be sick. Like that's 2-3 generations later, like that'd be dope. And like even like a prequel Avatar would be sick, like
because it could even have the feel of like a My Hero kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
You could just do so much with Avatar. It's so dope.
Yeah. I'm happy for you guys.
I'm very excited.
I'm gonna bust.
Yeah.
Hopefully the Halo movies or the Halo like series is cool.
Paramount My only problem is for like 10 years we keep hearing about Halo series coming, Halo series coming, Halo work on Halo. They've cast Halo that. And now Paramount's picking up, like what? Because it's supposed to be working on
something, dude. Maybe that's it. You know,
but Halo show was already supposed to come to I forget what place, but they were supposed to already be working on the Halo series. That's why it's like, what's going on with this?
Also, another thing I have to ask: you still got diamond hands after the?
The diamond hands. Thing? Yep.
Okay.
GME, for those curious, they talked about it while I was gone. And I mentioned I made some poor financial decisions. So I'm in on GME.
Hey, but now you made even financial decisions.
Well, currently, no. I'm down again. But I will say, yeah, because of the Wednesday market, I actually, because I averaged down, I actually hit where I could have went out even or made some profit. But I'm an ape. So I held.
I told you.
And
I
it did.
I had a, I have a number. And then when it hit that number, it went pew.
Oh, well. I mean, I'm not. The way I saw it too is like I've held this long.
What's it?
Like
monkey what, strong together.
Yeah, monkey strong together. So we'll see where it goes or what happens. It'll be interesting. It's just so weird that event happened out of nowhere. I was literally we were playing Rogue Heroes, and I went to the bathroom, saw a notification about like GME up like 5%. I was like, oh cool. Like let me click on it. I was like, nope, it's up like 30%. Like oh my god. And then by the time I go to the bathroom to sit back down. It jumped $20 on like 30%. I'm like, oh my. And then after hours, it, and I was like, I don't know what's going on. But yes, we diamond hands, baby.
We strong together.
I'm riding it out. I'm getting the generational money, all right? Or I'm losing it all. Feels bad.
Is there anything you guys want to talk about specifically before we move on to the Patreon questions?
I don't really think so.
While you start with the first question, I have to quickly take care of this thing. So give me like 1 minute and I'll be back.
Copy that, Co.
Also, have you watched Young Rock at all? I was just curious.
No.
No, I haven't either. I was just kind of curious to see if that was good or not.
Yeah, I'm curious as well. I mean, I like The Rock.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm a big fan of his.
I don't know if this was necessary. And the other thing too is like I just haven't really watched traditional TV shows in a while.
Yeah, and like it looks like a traditional like network television show.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's great. But the one network television show I have heard about and actually got some pretty good praise was this new Superman and Superwoman or Lois Lane or whatever.
That actually got good praise. Like that. It was.
Yeah, I've heard it's like for like a CW thing. Like it's pretty good.
Oh, I thought it looked cringe, but
yeah, I mean, I haven't given a CW show a...
Sydney watches Riverdale. That's on the CW.
I did watch Arrow for like the first two seasons. And,
oh, yeah.
And then I never had cable anymore, so I just lost it.
First question is from Cosmodrome. For Rob, do you watch Pro CS? And if so, what's been your favorite match from Katowice 2021?
That's easy.
Liquid Navi series.
Even I'll say insane. Liquid Navi.
Yeah, Christian was even watching that.
It's the only game I watched, but it was sick.
Yeah, it was very sick. I watch a lot of Pro CS, but I'm very bad at the game. I bet it's like, is that like with you in League, Christian? Like, you'll watch Pro League, and then you'll be like, man, yeah. I gotta play some League now.
I'm hopping on. Then I'm like, one game later, that was a mistake. I'll just stick to watching. Yeah.
Tepiv asks, do you guys have any plans slash ideas about future podcast guests? I know there is a lot of time. They have about in time bold. Till the next guest episode. But just wondering, P.S. my name is pronounced like the Pokemon to pig.
So it's not
to pit. Oh, to piv. Sad you didn't find one in the Nuzlocke, but Joey's comment was always great.
Yeah, he was joking about time Joey is a guest. That's why it was bolded.
Okay.
I don't know. We like having guests on here every now and then. Yeah.
Maybe at some point.
Yeah.
BNG asks, in the future about the food podcast, what's your guys' favorite hometown food? Something that gets better with time. For example, Joey Tribbani from Friends' favorite food is pizza. A little too mainstream, IMO. Hometown food.
I'm sorry, but I'm pizza. I'm a normie.
You know, dude, I've had a weird craving for like...
What are we talking shit about?
A good meatloaf is what I've been craving.
Who are we talking shit about?
The question was your favorite hometown food, Blue. And for some reason, I'm just... Sydney and I are really craving some meatloaf.
That's kind of weird.
What do you mean that's kind of weird? You don't like meatloaf?
No.
What?
Yeah. That's why it's weird to me. I'm sure a lot of people are like, ooh, yum. But to me, it's like, ooh.
I always, growing up, thought meatloaf was a meme. Like, I didn't think it was an actual thing. But it's a thing.
I think I might be lagging.
You all right?
Oh, am I lagging?
No.
No, okay, actually.
Cool. I was making sure.
But, yeah. I always thought it was a meme.
Oko asks, are you guys
watching
the PogChamps tournament? If so, who are you rooting for?
I didn't even hear what he said. I just heard, Oko!
Are you guys watching the PogChamps tournament? If so, who are you rooting
for? It's that I'm chess not. Tournament. Yeah. The only reason I know about it is because Arios, when he was talking about it in the DMs. So who are you rooting for?
I don't know. I like Rainn Wilson, who plays Dwight from The Office. I'd like to see Ludwig win, but I think he lost the other day. I could be wrong, though. Scrub. I haven't watched yet. I wanted PVC to win, but he lost to somebody. But have you been watching at all, Blue? I don't know if you get down to chess.
I have not.
That's fun.
It's a cool idea, though.
I just like watching Hikaru go just react to blunders and stuff like that. He's really funny.
For those out of the know, and I was too.
It's a chess tournament.
Yeah, PogChamps is the series they have on Twitch currently where, if I understand correctly, they get a whole bunch of like bigger known people like that. Like they have Rainn Wilson.
Mr. Beast.
Like. Yeah, bigger creators for the most part. And they bring them in who like have no chess experience. And then they get paired with like actual chess players and they try and slowly teach them chess. And then they all play in like a winner take all tournament later on. And so you get to like,
too.
Yeah. And it's all for charity. So you get to like see them progress. You see them learn and then you get to see them, you know, spread their proverbial wings, They don't have like anyone helping them and they have to play in the tournament and you get to see who like,
yeah,
who's the best or whatever.
Do y'all have like a pact of some kind to not talk about Attack on Titan about the season so far? Obviously,
I got something about a pact on talking about Attack on Titan and the series current episodes, maybe. So, in other words, do we talk about spoilers or?
I mean, I'm not going to talk about spoilers.
No, I won't.
It's awesome.
Yeah. About
very cool.
Bangers.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I feel like we hit the peak of like the first act and now we're kind of like chilling a little bit, but then it's kind of getting back to that and then it'll go crazy again.
Yeah, it's been nuts. Super fun to watch.
Peaks and valleys, baby. Peaks and valleys.
Which I'll say I'm now like 10 episodes into Jujutsu Kaisen, and it's dope. It got voted best new anime too. So,
yeah, I saw that one like anime of the year.
Yeah, I think anybody watching that is like, hey, I should check it out. Do it. And again, the outro's sick.
I heard they get down in that show.
Yeah, it's dope.
Sloths asks, favorite brand of mac and cheese? Annie's white cheddar is my favorite with some truffle oil. I like the Velveeta ones. Call me crazy.
I think the only ones I've ever had, if we're talking like store brands, are Velveeta or Kraft. And if I had to choose, I'd probably go Velveeta too.
H-E-B, Luby's mac and cheese, baby. Best in the business.
It's, actually, I've never even heard of that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I haven't either.
That's why. It's he knows, a local.
Yeah, he knows the hookups.
Clayford asks, are there any anime that you haven't heard about but haven't gotten to watch yet? If so, what are they and why are you excited to watch?
Wait, does he mean shows we have heard about but haven't had time to watch?
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't make sense shows we haven't heard about and haven't watched. It'd be like, well, every anime that I don't know about.
The one Christian was talking about just now.
Yeah, until like a week ago for me, it was Jujutsu Kaisen. I guess the other ones are like the Fate Orders.
Yeah, right.
What's that one? Something Evangelion.
Oh, Evangelion. Oh, my God.
Something. I think there's like another word.
Like
the
older anime.
Yeah. That one, I haven't watched that, but I hear a lot about it. One Piece, I guess, right? It's probably a big list. I mean, there's a lot of anime out there.
Do you have anything, Blue?
One I have been meaning to watch but never have is Mob Psycho. Everyone tells me to watch it.
That one too. Tokyo Ghoul. Death Note.
You've never watched Death Note?
No.
That's my childhood. Well, that's my high school experience. That's when I was edgy and I was like, yeah, Death. If I had Death Note, bro, I'd do the same thing that dude did.
My
bro.
Bullies would never.
Death Note does seem very edgy.
It's edgy in the best way. It's really good.
Mr. Walsh asks, in the future, you are asked to count how many COVID cases that have been reported. If about 5% of the population in America is named Joey and 40% of the population has been reported with COVID, assuming the population is 325 million people, how many people named Joey have been reported to have COVID during this time?
Like 1,000.
Hold
like
on.
Like 1,000,000.
It's hard to know because I'm very visual and I only heard it auditorily, but let's see. 350 million.
I'm going to guess
7 million. I'll say 7 million.
The answer is 6.5 million NT.
That's a ripperoni.
I'll take that. I'm close.
You're pretty close.
That was all. How many? What'd you say the population was?
325 million.
See, I put 350 million. So I did the right math.
Okay.
But I'm visual, so.
That's all me. Cars Collide asks, what's a joke or meme that no matter how long it's been, the amount of times you've seen and heard it, it's still funny?
Oh, damn it. I already laughed at it.
Any it's of the drips, man. That's mine.
Oh, the drip ones are dope.
I love the...
Wait, I thought it was just Joker memes. Is that what you said?
No, drip.
No, the drip memes.
No, the question.
The drip Goku meme.
No, what's a joke or meme that no matter
See, I thought you said Joker meme, and I was like, that's very specific.
No, joke or meme.
No, any what's a joke or meme
okay.
that still makes you laugh to this day? Like, it's still, you see it, and you're just like,
No, it's that picture of the guy with just wind coming out of his nose. Like the little...
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of how I feel. I saw one... Recently, it was like me when I'm scrolling Reddit and looking at memes in the summer. I was like, I had the two things. It's like me looking at memes and stuff in the winter, and there was only one nostril. That would make me laugh. Current memes. That's just it. I'm not really up on the current memes.
I mean, it could be like old memes still that like make you laugh too.
Dude, for me, it's still the stupid farting diva.
Oh my! You were always
that
about
shit. That shit.
Nerf
so
this. Every time Dork played so that, gross. Oh my god! Jesus.
Yeah, that shit's so funny, dude. I'm a sucker for farts, so that's an easy. That's an easy dub.
I don't.
Spaghetti.
I don't know if I would laugh at
it. You were all about spaghetti.
Well, I love spaghetti, but like, I thought it was funny, but I don't know. I don't really laugh. Nothing like really usually makes
makes me laugh anymore. Well,
yeah. I like the baby
played
a
Naruto sad music.
That one's funny. That like.
But I'm just saying, for me, like it really is like the more like I exhale that in my nose a little bit more than usual. In which case, yeah, it'd probably be spaghetti or, yeah, probably spaghetti. Screw it.
Mr. Sharkboy asks, if you're a wrestler, what would your entrance theme song be? Stone Cold Steve Austin's. I don't care if I'm copying. That's mine as well. Like with the glass breaking and everything. Yeah. Badass.
Oh, Genesis by Justice.
Okay.
Like the beginning part? Sick.
Valorians by Chiron Irsay.
Okay.
Never heard of either of those things.
Yep.
What kind of music is it?
It's sick. It's some rock music.
Oh, I was really hoping you would say just like
shit.
I thought you'd say something like twang country.
It's what you're walking, brother.
Yeehaw.
Punk asks, are you guys going to play Son of the Forest together when it releases? I have no idea what that is.
Isn't that?
Oh, it's the four sequel.
Yeah. We talked about. I don't think it was on podcast. Was it?
No.
And we talked about it because Rob was like, we didn't do that. And I was like, Rob, we like made videos on the Force. And you looked it up and you're like, oh, we did. Wow. I didn't realize it was that long ago. And we like went through that whole thing.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, the answer is.
Says
yeah, maybe.
To, yeah.
If I look at it, I'm like, yes, it should make some good content. Then yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of how it works. Mr. Fruit says, who wants to record this? I go, yeah.
Yeet.
Blemish asks, Mr. Fruit, are you still learning Python? Did you choose it for gaming development or just to learn something new? If for gaming development, why not C++?
I did start for gaming development. Have I kept up with it? No. Because it took up too much time, so it was fun to learn. Like, I stuck with it for about a month or two, and I learned a good bit, and it was fun. And it was kind of like a puzzle, kind of like that. The reason I started with Python is because I found a really good course on it, and I don't remember exactly at the time, but people said it was a little easier to grasp than C++, because, I forget the word they use, but it's more...
convoluted.
Is it dictionary based? There's like a certain term, but
thesaurus.
Instead of like bizarre shorthand, like if I wanted to like lengthen, the command would be lengthen. It wouldn't be like remember that lengthen is li3 or something. So that was part of it, and then the fact that people said that you can build off of that. The original goal was to do Python then C++, because then like the only knowledge I had of coding beforehand was HTML way back when. So to get that and then kind of have my mind in more of a mindset to be able to process C++ better, and yeah, I just couldn't keep up with it. It was just something new to learn. I wish I had more time to devote to it, but I juggle too many things sometimes.
It's almost like you can't put enough time into it to like actually make like progress into it,
right?
Or like make a big kind
or as fast as progress I would want to make.
Yeah. Papa Dadams asks, every time you go to the toilet, you have to watch a movie, and it's always the same movie, and it's always played at the beginning every time you enter the bathroom. What movie would you pick?
Let me Google the shortest movie ever.
No, I have to Google like a movie that has a badass intro. Like, what's a movie that like has the most Saving Private Ryan is the movie I watch. Because like you want a movie that is like, I'm on the toilet max 8 minutes. So the first 8 minutes of Saving Private Ryan, I may just sit there for the next 25 minutes.
I'm trying to remember my favorite intros for movies.
Not even hard. Shrek, easy.
What'd you pick, Blue?
Shrek, easy. That's a banger intro.
It is a banger intro.
I just can't think of all of them.
Dark Knight?
That was one of them. And just because I'm bad at this, and I'll sit here thinking forever, I'll just say Dark Knight.
Nice. Johnny Krumer asks, what video game would you like to play for the first time again?
There's a
Ocarina
lot.
Of Time.
The Last of Us.
BioShock Infinite.
Oh, that's a good one too. I would go further and say the original BioShock is in the running for me too.
Well, I guess if I could just restart the whole trilogy, that'd be cool.
I've never played a BioShock.
That's good.
That's something I need to do. Tali asks, I couldn't think of a question to ask this week, so I asked Arnev and they said IDK, and that inspired me to ask, what is something that you all don't know but wish you did know?
Coding.
If aliens are real, or how to be really good at chess.
How to be happy.
Oh, wait. I take it back. I still blues.
Fire Raisin Gain asks, what would you say is the greatest inspiration in your life? I would probably say the my friends around me. Like,
yeah,
I think I draw
currently
inspiration from
mutuals.
My parents, you know, kind of the basic kind of things.
I'd just say content creator mutuals.
Tom Brady.
Seeing other people succeed makes me happy and drives me too.
What about you, Blue? Greatest inspiration?
I don't know.
Nice.
I get asked this all the time and I don't really have anything
Boomy?
That inspires me. No, Boomy is like my child. I have to provide for him.
You know what has made me audibly laugh? Was that clip I sent you, Blue? Of the little chihuahua. I was like, I imagine this is Boomy.
Oh, the little dancing chihuahua. Yo, that's just so cute.
Funny.
Arnav asks, hey, Blue, do you know my friend Sam Ear? And then it says, Sammer D's nuts in your face. All right, Arnav, you can go.
I was literally about to just say Sammer D's nuts.
You're drunk.
Thanks, dude.
He's a man of culture, dude. Respect that.
That'll do it for the podcast.
That's how you're ending.
We're ending on a D's nuts.
Really?
Last question. Yeah.
2021, baby. We're back. D's nuts is back.
D's nuts online.
D's nuts was never funny. And it wasn't
yes,
funny.
Yes, it is.
No, it wasn't. It
it's
wasn't
still
funny,
funny
when Dave Chappelle did it in the Trading Spouses.
It was hilarious.
Like 19 months ago.
You're not cultured.
I mean, that skit is funny and that show is hilarious.
Skit D's nuts.
God.
Can I call you Mr. D's? And he goes, Mr. D's. And he goes, D's nuts. I was like,
all right, that's turned off.
Yeah.
That's this episode of GG Over Easy, episode 74. We love you guys. Thank you very much for listening and watching. If you have any takes, because I had some takes. Well, one, any takes on the Destiny 2 news, feel free to let us know. If you agree or disagree, maybe you got super angry at me for my Outriders take, let me know. Let us know any of these things. And be sure to leave a rating and be sure to find us everywhere on the internet. You can find Rob at
internet.
You can find Blue at
Blue. Wait. Dork Shadow.
Nice.
Specifically my Twitter at Dork Shadow.
Oh.
And you can find me at Destiny the Game. Actually, you can find me at More Console for your Destiny news.
Is he still Destiny 2?
I think he is. I'm surprised he never got in trouble for that. I feel like, because that's misleading, right? Anyway, it's not important. thanks for listening.
Yeah, Destiny 2 Beyond Light now is his name.
We'll talk to you guys in the next one. Farewell.